All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 7:01, June the 8th. I'm going to call the meeting of Mayor and Council of Township of Clinton to order. Would you all please join me in the salute to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you call the roll?
Sure. Councilman Blazer?
Here.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switman is absent. Council President Strauss?
Here.
Mayor Moore.
Here.
We have the floor.
Thank you much. We have our first public comment session. Typically, it's only for items listed on the agenda, but given that I'm pretty sure I know what most everybody here wants to talk about, I'm going to open up the public comment to anything anybody would like to come forward and discuss. So, that's you. I'd like you, if you could, we'll need you to sit by the microphone and just state your names for the record and the street upon which you live.
Okay, so I'm Carol Schultz.
And my name's Joseph Schultz, her husband.
Didn't I tell you to turn that off? Hey, we're entertaining at the most. We live at 60 Old Mountain Road, okay? And I'm sure you all got the letter that I sent last week, as well as pictures. We have a shared driveway with 58. The issues have been going on for years. We've made multiple complaints to zoning before the house even burned, about the trucks and him running his business off that property. It's just extremely disturbing at this time. And again, I don't want to regurgitate that, but
sure. And I appreciate it. Thank you for sending the letter and the pictures.
Yeah, and
it does help give context to everybody here.
Right. The house burned on April 20th of last year, and the whole situation, not just the fact that there's debris from the burned out house, but the garbage, the junk, it's just become a junker. And every day is like Christmas. It's a new, what's there? What's he going to drop today? The trucks continue to be up there. There's abandoned vehicles that I know everybody has seen, along with whatever dumping he has there. Okay. It's been going on a long time. We look at it every day. We work really hard to keep our house the way it's supposed to be. The driveway's been destroyed by his trucks. The dumpster's been there and it's overflowing to the point that there's motors, there's oil, there's trash cans. I could list go on and on and on and on. So we have made complaints to the zoning officer, Denise, and she's been very forthcoming, and I know she has a process to go through. But after 14 months of this and see it continually, day by day by day, get worse, with no regard to the ordinances or the codes, it's a problem. And, you know, people come up to visit us and they go, what the heck is that? Much less, it's an uncovered dumpster, which means whatever runoff is going into the ground. He's got oil cans, he's got stuff, you know, oil being dropped in the driveway. Who knows what's going into the ground? So the Board of Health,
right.
County?
County Board of Health was there.
Yep.
With the Mosquito Commission, because the open dumpster is facing uphill. The door faces uphill, so the water is accumulating in there for mosquitoes, which will cause West Nile virus and everything else with it. There's abandoned boat motors that are outside the dumpster. There's sofas. There's oxygen acetylene tanks outside that are there. There's abandoned cars. There's one abandoned car, two abandoned trucks, motorcycles, four-wheelers, lawnmowers, buried tires, tires on the front yard that are just abandoned, stacked against the building.
I think they
have
the picture.
Yeah, I mean, just to start, I think it's certainly an unacceptable situation. It's clearly a violation of multiple of our township ordinances and code. just by virtue of the fact that the number of violations that have been issued over the years.
And they're ignored.
And have been ignored. And I think, and certainly not to make any excuses, I want to thank you for bringing it to our attention, because without it, and I think it probably came to my attention within the last month to 2 months.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But that, be that as it may, we did authorize the attorneys to get involved. I think part of the issue from the township's handling of it was just a lack of experience of dealing with that kind of reticence, that kind of just outright ignoring of violations that have been issued and non-response. So I think we've got a plan now. I did speak with the municipal prosecutor last night. It does sound like the police department will be towing some of those vehicles in the very near future. And it does sound like we have a good plan to go and take this to municipal court for the violations that have been ignored and issued.
So when I spoke to Denise, she said, I said, okay, I understand process. I go through process every single day. And I know process takes time. But to be told that this could take over a year.
Well, and
I have a problem with that.
That I had not heard, but I will follow up.
Okay.
That may be the court process. I don't know. I'll have to find out what she means. It certainly can't take that long for her to file charges, for sure. I mean,
yeah,
that shouldn't take that long.
On Friday, and she said, well, you have to draft it. Has to go to.
It does have to get drafted and go to the municipal prosecutor for review, so that we make sure that it's as well set up to be effective when it gets to court as possible, to trial.
So our two neighbors are here. They both just recently. Great. Oh, my gosh. We're all here.
Yep.
You know, Ed looks at what's up past the road every single day.
Ed's been there for a long time.
Well, we'll just have to, just for sake of process, we have
okay.
to make sure that if somebody's speaking, they're identified for the record. So we'll do in turns. If you'd like to come up and say anything, just we'll certainly want to hear from you, but come on down real fast. Identify yourself.
My name's Craig. I've been there for about a year.
What
last name?
I'm at 56, right next to the red.
Yeah, we'll need your last name as well. Sorry.
Craig Ellis.
How do you spell that?
Ellis. I'm at 56 Old Mountain. Right below. Yeah, it's just, I just look at junk.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff.
And I'll make the same offer I made prior to the meeting. I'd love to go out and take a look personally, because I haven't, from the road, I haven't seen it in a couple drives by, I haven't been looking for it. I hadn't been driving recently, so I'm certainly happy to come visit. And I think I have your email address.
You certainly can't see his house up the mountain. You can see his red barn.
Right.
Around that.
But it is a sheer driveway, so
you're
and we'll
share
with us.
Absolutely.
Visit,
happy to do so.
But it's a lot of stuff that's accumulated, and you know, like, my kid plays around there, he's 5, you know, he's always running around outside. There's a lot of sharp stuff that's in the yard.
And certainly in hearing from the police department, it sounds like it's a mess. It's an unacceptable mess and violation of at least 3 or 4, if not more, of our ordinances. So
yes,
has to be addressed. But there is a process. I'll find out how long the court process takes, but I'll get some details on that and see what we can do. Thank you.
Evening. 54 Old Mountain Road.
Okay.
I share the same complaints. I mean, though, in Caroline said you see it more up front than I do. My house is about, I'm parallel with him, like
okay.
right across from Ivory the Shield. And in the winter time, when there's a tree, you know, there's no leaves and stuff, I get a bird's eye view of the mess that's there.
Yeah.
Aside from having commercial vehicles on the site, he's parked in commercial vehicles, and another thing is he leaves them running, and I can hear it in my living room, and I text him and say, "Ira, can you please turn, you know, being there, can you please turn your bucket truck off or whatever?" And he lets it run for hours now. That's one thing. I got a lot of owns with him, like, he planted bamboo on my property, and that's another issue, but the garbage is something I'd like to, we'd all like to see.
Absolutely, yep.
Cleaned up, and.
And that may be, that actually, that may be something, and I'll have to take a look and discuss it with the zoning officer, but the garbage may be something we can address ourselves fairly rapidly. So let me just take a look at the process for that, but there may be something that the township can do.
Alright, because I've communicated with him through text, and, you know, he says, oh, I got a dumpster coming, and then I can't get a dumpster up to the house, and he's been making excuses, after excuses, why, you know, he can't clean it up.
Yeah.
It's going on 14 months that we've had to look at this eyesore. And, you know, I don't know what's living in it, heaven forbid, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There's got the animals living there, we're only 150 feet away from them, and it's something we all have concerns about.
Absolutely, and the only question that I would ask any of you, if any of the complaints that you have are in addition to any that have already been submitted, get those to us too, because there may be something else that's a violation that we didn't pick up. I can't believe we missed any, but there may be. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Very well.
James Fair, at the 49 Old Mountain Road, it's right across from the driveway. Also relatively new to the neighborhood, but definitely seeing what's going on. You definitely have the garbage on top of leaving ladders, you know, there's also safety hazards there for kids. It's on the road, people stop on the road when he piles all the garbage up, and they think it's like antiques, let's go collect, let's pick this up. It's just turned into a big hoarding mess.
Yeah.
You know, we had the floods that happened, you know, what was that, September-ish? Well, all the stuff that he had somewhere else showed up there. So it just turned into another mess. And it's time to clean it up.
Yep.
There's no reason to keep bringing it there, and everyone else has to look at the eyesore. I mean, I can say everything. Obviously, Joe and his wife, they've seen it way longer than me. But it's just time to clean it up. No one wants to look at it. You know, you got that shed there. He put so much stuff in there, you can't walk in there. That is a literal fire hazard.
Oh, yeah.
There is no path in there, so, I mean, what do you do? Something catches on fire one day, there's houses close by.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the woods. So, I mean, it's just time to get with it, and he's got to do something.
Yep. And I just want to reiterate, I want to thank you all for bringing it to our attention, because any time that you've got anything going on in the township where you don't feel you're being heard or you're getting the results that you want, feel free to reach out to any of us, to me, because if we don't know about it, we can't help and try to help. So I really appreciate you all turning out tonight and letting us know what you're facing so that we can try to help.
And that's basically what I asked
for. Yeah.
Just trying to help. We can't do this alone. Obviously, we've talked to him. It doesn't work. But whatever help you can provide and the township can provide, and we're willing to cooperate and do whatever we have to do too. I look at it every single day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a stressful enough job, and I come home and I see that, and unfortunately my husband gets the brunt of that sometimes, but nobody should have to.
No,
that's not why the ordinance is there. That's not why the code is there. That's not why we're all in place.
Yeah. I have a couple different ideas for that may not have been explored yet, which I'll try to bounce around in the next coming days. We are down an administrator at the moment. She's going to be out for a little bit, so I'll do what I can, and we'll try to get this cleaned up.
Okay.
I'll reach out to Denise about timing and time frame and.
I also know the fire department's been notified because he's had fires there. He has a burning barrel on the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's burned it in a while, but that was there. But he used to burn in the backyard a lot.
Yeah.
The fire department was notified, and I think the county fire department was
the
notified.
The state, I notified
the state. Yeah, because open burns are a state issue, but I believe the fire department may have turned out once or twice.
They were there twice.
Right. So
yeah.
I
wrote down a couple things for fire hazards. So the fire inspector, which is a little different than the fire department, and the building code official, just to see if there's anything else there that that needs to be addressed.
I talked to Steve, and he suggests I call the State Forestry Service the last time. There's no water up there. You know, that firewood, the day that house burned, it's scary.
Yeah. I was thinking about the shed, too, just the condition of the shed.
We're all very lucky that the wind was blowing in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Joe's, I was at work with Joe Hennis, and what I saw afterwards, and it really is pretty amazing what they were able to do.
Yeah.
But it's not cold.
Oh, sure, sure.
I think you guys got the idea.
I will reach back out to you to schedule some time to come visit. I'll invite one of the other members, if any of them would like to come, but we can only have two of us there.
Okay.
My weekend this weekend may be a little bit booked, but sometime, one evening or a weekend coming up, I'll try to get out there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody want to add anything?
No.
Thank you all very much.
Thanks.
Are there any other members of the public who wish to come say anything on any topic whatsoever? Seeing no movement, I will close the public comment session, and we'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items on the agenda that the council wishes to remove? Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your number of liquor licenses was updated on the final agenda, so that matches the rule. Yeah, fine. Nothing.
All right. Any members of the public who might wish to remove something from the agenda? Now that half the public left. Seeing no movement, I will have to abstain from check number 33961 when we vote.
33961?
Yep. May I have a motion on the consent agenda?
I'll make the motion.
I'll say it.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Council President Stroud?
Yes.
And Mayor Moore?
Yes, with an abstention to that check before mentioned. We'll move to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, a couple of things. The planning board met on Monday the 6th. There were kind of three action items that are probably worth noting. We did cap review of the project in North Hunterdon. They're kind of, I'll say, improving their entryway, and they're fixing a quirk with their driveway under that, what do you call it, an overpass, I guess, to make the clearance a little bit better. So there was some discussion with the planning board. No formal comments were given, and I think we said it's consistent with the master plan. There was a site plan waiver granted for the wireless antenna and radiohead change that Verizon Wireless wants to do in the Pedowitz property, unbeknownst to me. There's actually wireless antennas on their water tower, and they're changing some of them. So they got a site plan waiver because for a lot of different reasons they deserved it. And then finally, there was a discussion, and the board voted to recommend to council that the Gray Rock study area, redevelopment area, be designated as an area in redevelopment, so that will come back to council. I don't know if the next meeting, maybe July, right on, or whenever we get it, gets on the agenda, all that.
I guess it's hopefully the next meeting.
You get it, right? Yeah. Next meeting will be on Monday the 20th. I know there will be at least one item, should be the continuation of the 100 siding project on 31. The Sewage Authority had their meeting last Thursday night, the 2nd. All routine matters. I don't think anything I need to note for council. They'll have their normal meeting next month on the 7th. That's all I have.
Very good. Councilman Kachanowski.
I have nothing to report.
Council President Strauss.
Thank you, Mayor. Under the Clinton Township Board of Education, all their end of the year events are in progress. 8th grade graduation is coming up Wednesday, June 22nd at North LT, right? Okay. And their next board meeting is Monday the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Under historical preservation, their last meeting was this past Wednesday, the 1st at 7 p.m. They're still talking about signage updates for Beaverbrook and the Amesbury Furnace. Also, in Windy Acres, there's an open seat on historical preservation, which is a yes for that person we discussed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that's okay.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, excellent. I'll make a note.
Discussion for the newsletter articles for July and future site visits to historical locations through the township. Their next meeting is Wednesday, July 6th at 7 p.m. Under public safety, I spoke with Chief DeRosa. Some issues regarding daily operations. Congratulations on the promotions, Lieutenant, and the others who were who are done. Fleet, I think we got that straightened out on this agenda for tonight.
Yeah, it's a little hiccup.
Okay, and as well as the staffing issue that, you know, we'll discuss later on. So under fire, a few buildings and grounds things popped up, and you addressed it with the property management next to the firehouse in Annandale.
Yep.
So I didn't hear anything back yet, so I guess that's being looked into.
No news, good news?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Let us know, and you can reach back out.
Spoke with Lebanon Fire Chief Saharic about the ambulance back at his station in Lebanon, as well as some 4th of July parade preparation meetings coming up. I spoke with EMS Chief Setnicki. The donation was released, so he was thanked us and happy about that. He also said he has an upcoming meeting with Chief Saharic about the ambulance going back to Lebanon, as well as he wanted to have some discussions about the rescue boxes that have been kicking around for a little while.
Very good.
OEM, no report. They did have their local emergency planning commission meeting Thursdays ago. Yeah. But other than that, that's all I have.
Very good. From my perspective, background checks came back on the DPW prospective employees. So that just happened today. Hopefully we'll get that on the agenda for next meeting. We'll hire two. I think we can end up with two or three. Two, but three came back, but one backed out. So it's two. So that's in the works. I attended, just for everybody's reference, and to congratulate two Eagle Scouts. I had one a couple weeks ago. I have one coming up this weekend, so congratulations in order to Paul Smith and to Bobby Werthner, and I feel like I'm missing the gold award that I sent the letter for, so I'll catch that one the next time, just to note it for the record. And I made a visit to the community garden this past week.
Oh.
Very well.
Did you take over Tom's plot there?
I did not take over Tom's plot.
Did you talk to the chickens?
I did ask about Tom's plot, but I did not. We did meet the chickens,
right?
Bees, and they had a nice little turnout, and they've had a really great operation. I didn't even talk about
that. Oh, that's wonderful.
Good. But it was a very nice meeting. And I've just been very busy. I'm trying to think about what else is going on, and my head is so full of stuff. We have a meeting tomorrow with finance to discuss a few items.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not with finance, but with the CFO, and CFO, because they want my particular opinion on the auditor on deferred school tax. So, because I feel strongly about it, we'll hash it out. Let's see where we go. I think that's it.
When's North's graduation, Jeff? You know?
Next Wednesday.
They have the chairs at home.
Yeah, I saw the chairs yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. I feel like it's Stephanie next week. My daughter's last day of school is Friday.
Yes. They have practice, I believe, Monday, Tuesday, and they're graduating.
Wednesday.
Yeah. But the chairs are on. Don't take them over 10 a.m. We're first. We'd be 40. So we go first.
There you go.
Oh, is that how they're doing it? But when's the game now? The no camera.
No, they didn't.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Can I ask, Carlo, the election went fine yesterday at all the sites?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mostly fine. The other issue will be a non-issue.
Yeah,
hopefully. So.
I was the first one to vote in my district.
It was not high turnout when I voted at 5:30 or something. Yes.
Turnout was low.
74 maybe on my ticket. I was 100, number 100 or something.
I was 35 at like 11:30.
That was number 50 at 4 p.m.
And congratulations to
Councilman
Glazer.
Yes, yes.
Run.
Did you get more votes than me?
Four more or something.
That's why she didn't show up.
More is coming. All right. We'll move on now to a resolution authorizing the hiring of personnel for summer recreation for 2022. It's a great program. We've got a decent turnout. Got decent staff and a very, very quality director for the program.
Right.
I would add, she does a great job running.
Yeah.
Any questions, comments?
No.
Motion? May I have?
Move motion.
Oh, we got a motion from Council President Strauss.
Second.
Got it out first. Get a second.
All right, Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
And Mayor
Moore. Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the purchase from Mall Chevrolet
of a new fire department command vehicle from ESCNJ contract number 20/21-09, not to exceed $48,000. The thought process here is replace the fire department's aging command vehicle with a new one and hand the old one down to the fire inspection department. Questions, comments, concerns?
Well, this was discussed in the budget. It was sort of, you know, it's been rejiggered because of the way we've done capital, but yeah, I think it's now or later we're going to do it, so.
In that case, may I have a motion?
I'll make it. Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Council President Sarowski?
Recuse.
Oh. And Mayor Mullay?
Yes. And we'll encounter the same issue on the next one?
No, I think I'm good with the marshal, no?
Okay, it should be with the marshal, yeah. Yep, absolutely. I take it back. Resolution authorizing the purchase from Mall Chevrolet of a new fire safety vehicle for the fire marshal from ESC New Jersey, contract number 20/21-09, not to exceed $38,000.
And I think the problem here is both of his cars are broken down, so we're kind of just giving him a fleet for nothing.
As our clerk will attest, it's a little hard to find a public vehicle to go do clerking.
Elections.
Election stuff. Yeah. One that works.
One that works.
Yeah. So this is replacing a car that doesn't even exist anymore.
Two cars. We're basically replacing two vehicles.
I'll make this motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Roy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a resolution authorizing the execution of an assignment of affordable housing agreement with Ingerman Development Company, LLC, and Spruce Run Urban Renewal Associates, LLC. This is for the project on Route 31 that we included in our affordable housing plan last year that received preliminary approval from the Planning Board last summer. And this is similar to the one that we did for Pearl, where they assign it to a subsidiary company that's a nonprofit.
Yeah, this is actually a sister company, not a subsidiary.
Well, okay, thank you. I appreciate the correction. So, in essence, this resolution precedes the ordinance that's coming. As you know, we've discussed, and I had sent a letter to the council because as part of our application for FHMA funding for this project, which was successful, we determined that we would gain more points by changing the type of pilot that we were using. The terms of that pilot that is replacing the existing one are actually more beneficial, in my opinion, to the township. Mm-hmm. The percentage of revenue stays the same. There are just kickers as it goes along. Should the assessed value get to a point where the percentage of the assessed value is higher than the fixed percentage of revenue.
The break point's about $1,020,000 in year 15.
Yeah. So there's a chance that it's to our benefit. The terms are roughly the same in terms of time. And again, it got us an award that is saving us millions and millions of dollars.
So when they got the financing, it kind of relied on this.
Yes.
The updated pilot.
Yes.
They had to have the original one in place because they needed a pilot in place to do the application.
My understanding is this would be necessary in order to
close
that funding. Close. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a much longer agreement. Well, no, this agreement is the assignment only. The assignment, I mean, the fact that it's a sister, not a subsidiary, did raise my eyebrow, but
they're tight.
It's the same people. Yeah. It's the same principle. It's still Brad Ingerman, so I think our protections are the same as far as I can tell.
Yeah. So. Any questions, comments on this particular resolution? Hearing none, may I have a motion?
I like a motion.
Say again.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kosinowski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Mullay?
Yes. So as we stated, that resolution sets up this ordinance introduction. This is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, rescinding resolution number 128-2021 and authorizing a financial agreement between the Township of Clinton and Spruce Run Urban Renewal Associates, LLC, pursuant to the long-term tax exemption law, NJSA 40A:20-1, et cetera. And as I stated before, this is just a slightly different kind of pilot. It might be a little bit even better for the township.
Yeah, a little bit more involved. I mean, the other one would have accelerated the mortgage was discharged, but that's sort of kind of impossible for the mortgage to be discharged. So I don't, you know, the 20%, if it happens after year 15, I think I agree. It's theoretically could be better.
Yeah.
if we get depends on the assessed value, so we don't know where property taxes are going, so. It's a much more involved pilot, though, I didn't know.
It is. I have all the documents here before me, and it is much more involved.
Much more involved. And there's, you know, parts I could quibble about, but I'm sure it's standard, Trish could tell us, so.
And she, and to be fair, our attorney reviewed this quite thoroughly and had some questions and reached out to certain people within the state to clarify, so I think it's pretty solid.
And many of the terms of these are standard by statute, I think, too, if I remember.
Many of them are, yes.
Many of them, yeah.
Good.
All right. Then I shall make a motion to introduce.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
Mayor Moore.
Yes, and I would request that we set the hearing date for Wednesday, the 22nd of June, particularly because if I try to figure out when in July the next meeting is, I won't remember. Okay, all right, no objection. We'll move on to the next ordinance, which is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Chapter 165 Land Use Regulations of Code of the Township of Clinton to expand the scope of the township's waiver of site plan review process and authorize administrative approval of site plan waiver applications under certain circumstances. I'm going to defer that mouthful to Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, this has been in gestation for months and months and months. Essentially, what it does is we've, for many years now, had a process where an applicant could get a site plan waiver from the adjudicating board, primarily the planning board, but theoretically also the Board of Adjustments in some instances. This takes a step further, if you will, and says, on certain, I'll call them straightforward applications, it's kind of defined in the ordinance, they could get an administrative waiver where the board secretary in consultation with the planning board chairman and some of the township professionals say, yeah, this is so straightforward, we will save the applicant time and money, because a board appearance involves, they have to hire their lawyer, they have to do a lot more paperwork, it's much more involved, and for something simple, it takes a lot of board time for, and sometimes we've had these come, I mean, sometimes if they want to change a generator, let's say I want to replace a generator with a lifetime generator, they will get the waiver from the board, they always have, probably always will. Now it allows the board secretary to grant that without putting everyone through the pain and suffering.
And for those who haven't been through a planning board meeting, if you have to come make an appearance, even if it lasts 10 minutes, but you're not scheduled first or something else is going on, doesn't matter. You got to pay for the township attorney, you got to pay for the township planner, you got to pay for your own attorney, your own planner sit in the audience. It's all time.
It's time and money.
All money.
Right.
And this is, the intent really here is to make life a lot easier in a reasonable fashion.
Right.
For residents and for the businesses that operate.
And the fail-safe is if they cannot receive an administrative waiver for whatever reason, they would still go to the existing process, go to the board, where the board can grant a waiver or not, and then if the waiver's not granted, they still do a full site plan review. So we're just waiving the review of the site plan. It's not, it's primarily for existing properties making, I'll call them minor changes, but minor is sort of a legally defined term, so it's not minor, insignificant, I think is the word we use in the ordinance. So I would recommend the council adopt this ordinance. There will be some other like zoning cleanup we'll do later in the year. We've got some fees and some checklist, just cleanup stuff. That'll probably be late in the fall, I think, at this point.
How often would you say something like this comes up, though?
Denise did our administrator. It comes up more frequently. We've had probably three or four in the last couple of months.
I would say between the two boards, it could be six times a year, maybe. So it will streamline activities. It kind of helps make the township kind of more friendly, too, which is one of the things we've been trying to do from a planning point of view.
Case in point, the application that we heard on Monday that Bill mentioned earlier was they took six antennas that nobody knows are on that water tower. Mm-hmm. For cell antennas and the radio equipment that goes with it. They want to remove them and put up half as many.
Right. Smaller
size.
Yeah.
In the same locations. But they had to come before the planning board and do the dog and pony show. This will save them.
Which was it public service antennas or?
No, they were private wireless.
Wireless, yeah. The cell phone ones come often, actually. And funny enough, because of federal law, which preempts, we kind of have to issue the waiver anyway, so it kind of allows us to just streamline that whole thing for everyone involved. It's still a process where the township keeps track of all the planning. I mean, Denise will do a review as board secretary. There's be formal letters be issued. There's still planning files. So it doesn't really change that part from our record keeping. It just makes it faster. There's a 30-day clock and everything else.
And so she can consult the zoning officer, or the administrative officer, I think it is.
Right.
Can consult with the construction code official,
right.
The fire marshal, the township engineer.
Whoever.
There's some safeguards in that.
Good, thank you.
With that, I will make a motion that we introduce this ordinance.
Second here on my left. Roll call, please.
Okay.
Councilman.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kostanski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mellon?
Yes, and I would also recommend that we hear this one on the 22nd.
Okay.
Without objection? Of course, done. Last public comment session.
Jeff.
Be there or be square. I do want to just echo what Council President Strauss said. It's great to have the opportunity to watch some promotions occur in Nature Park. And qualified. Lots of qualified officers. I know we sat through a number of
them.
They were all good choices.
So with that, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll just close the public comment session. Sorry, there's nobody from the public. One's a reporter.
He's a public and the press here.
All right. Close the public comment session.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kostanski?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Mellon?
Yes.
We are adjourned.
Thank you much, everybody.
Adjourned at 7:39. Good.
Mm-hmm.